Five Questions About the Sun, by Krishna's Mercy.
Vedahan Samtitani Vartamanani Charjun Bhavishyani Chabhutani Matu Vedna Kashchan. Quote, O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.26.
1. Why is one sun responsible for heating the entire world?
You are telling me this has never crossed your mind. You fail to notice that there is one object in the sky that stands out from the rest. You have never wondered why there is only one object responsible for heating the entire world. If you never thought about it before, take the time right now. Try to find a suitable answer. I will not rush you. Imagine that song from Final Jeopardy playing. I am open to anything. I am not insisting upon any sort of belief system. Take your time. I will wait patiently. If the day happens to end, do not worry. The sun will come up again tomorrow. See what I did there?
2. Why is the same sun witness to the many activities on Earth?
Have you ever thought about the sphere of influence regarding the sun? No pun intended, but the sun is like this great witness. It watches me throughout the day. If I can feel the rays of the sun must be able to see me. Just stick with me on this. The same sun is witnessing people thousands of miles away. We know this because they can feel the same rays, likely at the same time. How is this even possible? How is one object able to amass that much influence?
3. Why is the same sun the source of energy for my ancestors and also myself?
Have you ever thought about the lasting presence of the sun? It was around 100 years ago. The people roaming this planet received sunshine. That great object in the sky witnessed their activities. People thousands of years ago took advantage of the same sun.
4. Why did the sun not depart from this world in the manner that everyone else before me has?
Okay, there are trees which stand there for hundreds of years. There are other living beings which manage to stay around. At the same time, we know the ultimate destiny. What goes up must eventually come down. Why is that not the case with the sun? Everyone else from the past is gone. They are no longer here. What about the sun? How does it remain where it is? What is the span of life for the sun? It must have some sort of vitality given its ability to influence the entire universe.
5. What is the source of energy for the sun?
Have you ever wondered what would happen if the sun should burn out? Like the light bulb no longer turning on. Like the machine failing to start. A collection of parts that have finally worn out, which need to be replaced. Where does the sun get its energy? We see that nothing else is self-sufficient. Living beings require food of some sort. This is both for growth and continued vitality. What is fueling the sun? How is so much energy collecting in a single place? It cannot be through random occurrence.
Jyotishampi tajyotistamas parmuchyate. Janam geyam gyangamaya hridi sarvasya vishthitam. Quote, He is the source of light in all luminous objects. He is beyond the darkness of matter and is unmanifested. He is knowledge, he is the object of knowledge, and he is the goal of knowledge. He is situated in everyone's heart. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 13.18.
Bhagavad Gita provides some answers. Sri Krishna mentions the general lineage of mankind and how the sun is an important figure within that original dynasty. The sun is also a recipient of that sacred wisdom which Krishna is sharing with Arjuna. The sun is a living entity. It is a deva. This is a god or heavenly being. Some living entities live in the water. Some fly through the air and some roam the earth. Some living entities have no arms, some have two, and others have four. There are both moving and non-moving beings.
Mayadhyakshen Prakritiya Suite Sacharacharam Hetunanen Konte Jagat Viprivartate. Quote, this material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.10.
The variety extends to the potential in realms, as well. That is to say, a living being can find residence in the lower regions, which are hellish, in the middle region, which is the earth, and also the upper region. The upper region is the heavenly realm, and placement there is something like a reward for pious behavior. The explanation is that the sun is a god. It is a living entity. It heard Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, because there are many appearances in this world of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The difference between Krishna and Arjuna is that Krishna can recall those past experiences, whereas everyone else has a sort of reset that takes place with each birth.
Shri Bhagwan Uvach Bahuni me vyatitani Janmani tav charjun Tane aham ved sarvani Natvam ved parantap. Quote, the blessed Lord said, many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy. Bhagavad Gita, 4.5.
This is a long way of explaining that the fixtures within the universe are not placed there at random. If randomness were the original cause, then there would be many replicas of the sun. The same mechanism could be reapplied through a future event of randomness. No matter how many books a person has authored, how many credentials they receive from institutions of higher learning, or how intelligent they present themselves to be, they can never explain how randomness can create only a single sun. This is a way for any person, from any status of life, to challenge the sophistry of atheistic science theory. In closing, with credentials to share, of their journals made aware, with respected position standing, but only sophistry commanding, when randomness for creation saying, foolishness that just one sun displaying, otherwise the same randomness to repeat, their bogus philosophy to defeat.